It's got a death curse.
Soon, all of you will be like me. And then who will help you up in the sewer?
Just like having a wart removed.
What's the boogeyman?
As a matter of fact, it was.
The unfortunate thing is this time of year brings, I mean, people get more so depressed, and it just brings out the horrible.
Just think of Phoebe Cates' speech from Gremlins.
I love Christmas. There, I said it.
I love how William Shatner just strings the whole fucking movie together.
He's a dick.
Christmas, usually a time of joy and celebration, but for St. Joseph's Academy, a time of mourning.
I hear singing. Oh, wait. I hear babies crying in the distance. Now we're in nightmare territory.
On Krampusnacht, the demon hunts the wicked from sunset to sunrise.
That's fun.
The way that they try to tie these stories together is way the fuck sloppier than, like, Trick or Treat did way better than this.
Bring the changeling back to the forest where you lost your son.
Changeling? What the hell is that?
Ma'am. That ain't your son.
And I was right about this movie going fucking back and forth between like four different narratives. God damn, this is not going to be an easy show to put together.
You thought Gerhardt was going to turn, so you sent us away knowing that he would come after us.
Oh.
You sacrificed us for Krampus to save your selfish old ass.
Oh, please. Please not calm yourself.
You fucking knew all this was going to happen and you sacrificed your whole family. Now I'm the Krampus. Oof. Put on more wings.
Those elf kills were amazing.
They were pretty good.
That was some of the funnest stuff I've seen in horror for a while. They made those elves terrifying. When you could hear them coming.
I'm gonna eat your fucking brains out, you Christmas cunt. Fuck you!
Anytime you can hear an elf drop the C word, thumbs up.
Elves becoming the walking dead? No, it does not make any sense. Unless he is behind it.
Hello, my friends. This is Cash Wampum offering you another Horror 101 podcast. Our last show of 2022. In 2015, a group of writers and directors teamed up to give us a menagerie of dark Christmas tales, all woven together with a special appearance by one of the great Canadians, William Shatner. This film is very much a Merry Christmas creep show. We hope you enjoy our Horror 101 treatment of a Christmas horror story. And we were fortunate to have the whole crew in for this recording, celebrating the dark side of the holidays. This would be the last time we would see each other until the new year. So of course, Nude made a terrific spread for the crew, and there were presents. Many, many presents.
Oh my god!
They don't carry Boddington's anymore, sir, but I hope that is a worthy
sign. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Stewart is finally delivering that six-pack of beer that he owes.
Is this the bat, or is this the...
That's the bat, but I got some stuff, so that's Nick.
Oh my god.
I still have stuff here, but Nick's not here, so I wasn't going to hand it over.
Nick is coming,
yeah? Oh yeah, he's coming. Thank you, Brian. Look, there's presents for everyone, man.
And Paul.
Oh my god.
Thank you, sir.
And for...
Well, I guess we'll do the same.
I hear bags rustling.
Oh my
Merry
goodness.
Christmas.
What the fuck is
this
that?
Me.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, how are you? Welcome.
Hello, sir.
Welcome.
Hello, sir.
This would be yours, sir.
Oh, thank you. All right, so, start going these out.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
Would you?
Oh, yeah, thanks, man. Look at Crown Royal. Look, Nude, I got Crown Royal.
I see.
You're the easiest one to shop for, you.
We are the booze hounds in this group.
I'm the booze hound for certain.
Oh my goodness, what is this? Oh, thank you kindly.
Friends, thank you. Gifts all around.
Naughty, nice, I can explain. Which one
am I? Oh, hold on. That is not.
Angry cats!
That is.
Pole.
Ah.
Okay. Is these a surprise?
Yes.
Hold on a second. It's a bag of dicks! No, just
I'm a little afraid we're going to open this at the same time. Is it ticking?
It's a bomb.
Okay. It's wait for my birthday!
There we go, what's in there? Just open up the box.
Open the box. All right, open
what's
box.
In the box?
Right. Is her head in here? Oh!
Holy hell.
I can already see something very cool.
Oh my goodness, Helen, how did you get these?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh my god, that is the coolest thing ever.
See the bottom?
Oh my god. Oh, holy hell. How did you do that? Is that ever cool?
Oh, that's awesome.
Mine says cash.
Mine says nefarious.
Mine says cultization.
I am totally going to have this.
And yours says?
World famous. Look at that.
And mine says nude.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you. Awesome. You paid far less for printing on yours. Actually, holy smokes, Helen, you
vote. Yeah, there's no food again. Always coming in.
Helen hates you guys, obviously.
It's got a nice spread.
Obviously, because you've got three different types of hummus. You've got two different types of bread and or crackers. You've got the Christmas crack over here. You've got the Grinch cookies with M&Ms over here. You've got three different types of meats for charcuterie. Six different types of cheeses. And other another plethora
so
of
a
different
pizza,
crackers.
Right?
And a partridge in a pear tree.
There you have it. So moves. Indulge yourself. Indulge yourself. But... cheers!
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 Merry Christmas!
Cheers!
Cheers
all!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
And welcome everyone back to this impromptu Friday night.
I should have bought you a fucking dictionary.
This recording session.
Did you read Eugene's comment?
I know. Maybe knows what impromptu means. Fuck you, Eugene. I know exactly what it means. I just use it so everybody pisses on me every time. Shit.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
Well, I think that says fragile, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get to the meat and potatoes of why we have convened here this evening, ladies and gentlemen.
For this impromptu.
This is impromptu, motherfuckers. Christmas special.
It's impromptu holiday.
Since my walk-in blind, that way I can still say it was impromptu.
It's impromptu.
It's impromptu.
So, who here has seen a Christmas ghost, or excuse me, a Christmas horror story?
No.
Paul B's seen it. Nude's seen it. Of course you have. I've seen it. You two have not seen this film.
Shocker!
Which one? Shatner's
Christmas Horror Story. With William Shatner.
Shatner plays the DJ.
Oh, my God. Yes. He's in there.
He's a dick.
He's in the movie.
He's a massive dickhead.
The only thing about this film that's going to be a little bit difficult is that there's like four different tales swirling around each other. So that's going to be a little bit difficult to cover. But you have not seen this one?
No.
And Cult Sensation has not seen this one. So I'm hoping you guys enjoy it.
I hope you enjoy it!
For this... Oh, fuck. What episode are we in? 120?
535? How long are we doing this?
$7 million!
I don't even know!
How long does COVID last? 30 years? 40 years?
Oh, God.
What we're doing for our 129th show. I just had to look it up.
129.
I'm losing track of my own show, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. We've been doing this so long. But it's fun, ain't it?
If nothing else, we'll get to hear Nick's, William Shatner impersonations all
time. And he's a dick. I'm just going to keep saying that all the time, because he is.
Are you saying about William Shatner? You're saying about me. Wait. Dramatic pause. Fuck you.
Nick playing William Shatner would be the ultimate dick.
My God. My God. Okay, so everybody's ready for a Christmas horror story? Nude? You got your wine?
Merry Christmas! Christmas. Most magical time of year.
Now tell me you will find the perfect Christmas tree.
It's Christmas. Christmas is all about forgiveness and family and tradition.
Santa, lots of kids are depending on tonight going off without a hitch.
But in Bailey Downs this Christmas, it's different.
Exactly 1 year ago, last Christmas Eve, the school was the scene of an unimaginable crime.
Can you
you still want to go down there just for some stupid school assignment?
It gets through any door in the school.
This is Krampus, right?
What's a Krampus?
He's like an anti-Santa Claus. A demon who punishes the naughty. He whips them, chains them up, stuff like that.
That's fine.
It's the elves. I fear they may all become infected. How did it all come to this?
We're trapped down here, and there's a psychopath on all loose.
Bring the changeling back to the forest. That ain't his son.
Did you not see what he did?
The atmosphere here in Bailey Downs is truly grim this holiday season. It's the war on Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Bailey Downs. It's Christmas Eve, the most wonderful time of the year. And I'll tell you what, listeners, Dangerous Dan is going to tell you a secret. I love Christmas. There, I said it. And I don't care who knows it, because I love tinsel. I love Rudolph. I love cranberries. I love baby Jesus. Before he went all hippie with the sandals and the long hair. What? No, Susan, I'm going to talk about Jesus on the radio. And you know why? Because it's his birthday tomorrow. Am I right, folks?
I like how he's in his booth the whole movie. Like, he's in his booth, safe, getting just talking drunk to people that he don't know.
Getting more drunk.
More and more drunk as it goes on.
Norman, is there any truth to the rumor that a very special guest is going to be making an appearance at the food drive? Norman? Oh, hey, Norman, he's writing me a little Christmas card. This is exciting. What's it gonna say? Oh, Norman, Susan, did you see that? You know who saw that? Jesus saw that. And his dad, he saw that. All right, folks, looks like Norman's hitting the trail, so we'll just get this Christmas party started without him.
I love after seeing the fuck Christmas, he's like, you know who sees that? Jesus.
Jesus sees that. And his father. I love baby Jesus. I love baby Jesus until he went to that hippie phase with the long hair and the sandals. But up until then, I thought he was great.
He keeps trying, and given just how shit that town is at Christmas time, he puts up a brave front. He makes all the effort. I don't care. Give that man all the courage he needs. If he needs to drink to get through that night, you fucking drink.
Yes, sir. We're going to share the spirit. We're going to deck some halls. I'm going to get Susan under the mistletoe. And you, my little elves, you're going to listen to one of my favorite songs. So here's to the season. Here's to you, Bailey Downs.
Christmas, usually a time of joy and celebration, but for St. Joseph's Academy, a time of mourning. Exactly 1 year ago, last Christmas Eve, the school was the scene of an unimaginable crime when two of its students, Connor and Jenna, seen here, were found murdered in cold blood. With the killer still at large, the atmosphere here in Bailey Downs is truly grim this holiday season. I'm Molly Simon, and this is Horror in the Hallways.
So we've got a trio of students who want to make a documentary on the death of two other students who were found dead Christmas Eve in the basement of that school.
Exactly a year ago that day.
That's right.
Shh. Hold on, guys. I think I hear something.
So they get in and they figure out that they're not alone. The principal's in the school. It's like, what the fuck's the principal doing here? It's like, fuck, the principal's there, you know.
Go, 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 go. Not that room, the other one. No one can get in. Molly, hurry up.
You'll be fine.
Wait. Never mind, now I'm getting jumpy.
So, but yeah, the kids was the only one that didn't seem to fit. It was odd, and cutting back to it, it felt like Blair Witch was shoehorned into a Christmas story. Mm-hmm. And it didn't make a whole lot of sense.
It was the year before, right? On Christmas Eve the year before that they found those two kids in the school.
Right.
So yeah, that was the only thing.
But that could have been any time. It wasn't, aside from the fact that they were found on Christmas.
They weren't killed for Christmas reasons.
They could have been found March 24th, and, you know, it really wouldn't have fucking mattered.
It didn't seem to attach
except for, like, the creepy, you know, mannequins painted up like, you know, Bejesus likes to watch.
It's as much a Christmas story as Legend of Hell House.
Didn't they shut this place down before it became a school?
Yeah, there were a lot of weird stories going around. Like, this 15-year-old girl claimed she was a virgin. You know, said it was a miracle, like the Virgin Mary, but no one believed her.
So what happened to her? What do you know, Ben? How's your mom?
No, actually, she died trying to abort her baby.
Yeah, it was Christmas Eve when that happened. It was a year ago to the date, and the nativity scene and all that stuff. So I think it was Christmas Eve.
I'm standing at the very spot where Connor was found crucified exactly 1 year ago today on Christmas Eve. Connor's neck was broken. And over here, Jenna's mutilated body was found hanging off some metal piping in the ceiling. Why would somebody go to so much effort? That is just one of the many unanswered questions in this baffling case. Yeah.
Now, what was the story of the 15-year-old girl? Like, when was that? Did they mention when that those grounds? Well, like, was it still a school or was it something else when that happened?
It's never mentioned. It's just mentioned that it was a coven.
Just kind of implied that. Yeah, kind of implied that, like, once upon a time it was like a private Catholic school.
It was a coven.
If anybody, yeah.
Yeah.
And that she
has a convent. Yes.
A convent. Yeah.
Hey guys, it's still here.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
That is fucking creepy.
It's from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, about the birth of Jesus.
Okay, this place is tripping me up.
I think we've got everything we need. Let's go.
And they're all like, yeah, I think we got what we need. Let's go out. And sure enough, all the keys on her ring don't open the door.
Look, if we just sit around and wait it out, I'm sure that somebody's gonna notice.
Only Caprice knows we're down here and she's out of town. The school's not gonna reopen for another week and a half.
Look, if there was ever a time to notice three missing kids, tonight would be it, right?
What if he comes back?
Who?
The guy who killed Jenna and Connor, what if he comes back tonight? I mean, we're trapped down here. And there's a psychopath on the loose. Psycho's already here. Principal Harrod. I'm sure he locked the door on us. Who else could it be?
I get that he's creepy. Okay, but that doesn't mean he's a killer.
Then what's he doing here? On Christmas Eve?
In the basement there, where you start hearing, like, babies crying and shit like that. Yeah, like, that's the stuff of nightmares.
That's actually a hard no for me. That's like,
do you hear... I hear singing. Oh, wait, I hear babies crying in the distance. Now we're in nightmare territory. Yeah. Right? Now we might be in danger of some supernatural fucking hack.
Nine hard pass.
Do you hear that?
What is it?
They're patient with the jump scares just enough. Like, they put off an extra couple of beats just enough to throw us off the rhythm of a typical horror film.
You were expecting the mirror thing. It didn't happen.
Well, I both expected that. We thought, oh, and it better not.
Well, it's got the close-up scene of the actor in front of a mirror.
It's telegraphed perfect.
And then he bends over dramatically, and the camera goes way down with him to the sink, and you're like, oh, well, you're going to brand up, and then there's going to be something
and
there.
And there was nothing.
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 You get this direction. Right. It was good.
And the jump scare wasn't even in that room, and
it was somewhere else.
Alone was going to be the one to the jump scare. So they're a few layered well.
But you get the idea, the ghost of the girl of the 15-year-old girl that had the abortion was trying to get real-life people to have a baby in her stead.
Yeah.
to fulfill some sort of a pregnancy prophecy that she had. The two that were found the year before didn't acquiesce to the suggestion,
right,
and were killed for
it. Well, and that's why the... Is it Ben?
Ben got killed.
That's why.
Because he wouldn't fuck.
Why did the second guy get killed?
No, that was Dylan.
Molly. Are you sure?
This is what you want, isn't it?
I have to say, this movie has one of the most odd fucks I've seen on film. It's kind of like counter-rape. I don't know. Explain.
It was a very creaky chair.
It was, but it's like... Like, he didn't say no. That's the only thing I can say. He didn't say no, but was he still a willing participant?
There was only so far they can go with it, because they are supposed to be teenagers.
Right? I suppose, which makes it a little more creepier than it should be, but at the same time, it's just an odd situation. Yes, if you're sitting on a chair and some chick starts unzipping you, stop the action. Nothing good can come from this.
Don't
zero.
Don't tell me what I do. No, you don't get to tell me what to do.
If you're not familiar with the lass,
define familiar. Wow. I'm just kidding.
Again, nothing good.
They were on a first name basis.
She
was possessed.
Yeah. She was on top. She had all the rhythm.
It wasn't
she
her
fucked
her
out.
It wasn't her though.
What the fuck? What the fuck did you do to me?
What did I do to you? Who's there?
At the end, and then as soon as it's all over, she's like, what'd you do to me? I'm like, you're canceled, motherfucker.
That's what I said. I'm
you're
like,
canceled.
You're
nothing
to
you do. You
are fucking tude.
You're finished.
Grace wants me to carry her son.
Who?
That 15-year-old girl who tried to get rid of her baby. This is her room.
Molly, where are you getting this from?
Connor and Jenna wouldn't help her, but you and I did. I'm going to have her child.
At the end of that segment with the documentaries, like, the ghosts let her go. She's like, oh, you're impregnated. See you later. Your parents are going to love you. And that's the end of her story. Like, okay.
Well, because the ghost got what it wanted.
Right. But is she going to have devil baby? Well. Like, or is it just going to be a normal,
you
like...
You just have to wait to a Christmas Horror Story
Part 2.
Christmas. The most magical time of year. But in Bailey Downs this Christmas... It's different. It's gotta be. It's true, my friends, and you know it is. So before I put another jingle in your stocking, I want you to think about the little ones in your life and give a thought to the little ones who aren't with us anymore. Yeah, this next one's for them, for Jenna and Connor. St. Joseph's Academy, taken from us last year, cruelly. I know they're listening. Somewhere out there.
Christmas Eve, and you want to drive to see your old aunt, who, as far as I know, doesn't even like you.
She doesn't like anyone.
Okay, fine. But you're dragging us along with you.
Okay, you know what? And I expect everyone to be on their best behavior. You hear that? I want this to be a happy, loving family.
So you want a Christmas miracle?
Our Lord and Savory. Oh, okay, so you've got a family of four making a long drive to some rural mansion to go see a great aunt that's rich.
Frau Blücher.
Out of the blue.
You see, the thing is... Well, to be honest, Tante Etta, I know you and Mom had difficulties, and I just thought we could, you know, get it out there and deal with it.
Dear, maybe now's not a good time.
It's Christmas. What could be a better time? Christmas is all about forgiveness and family and tradition. If you just believe, if you let that spirit in, it fills you.
Don't touch that!
It's very old.
Is there someplace more private you and I could talk? I want to show you something I think you might be interested in.
Come.
Why does she care so much about the ornament if it's just an ornament?
Well, because at that point she's just a fuddy-duddy old lady that doesn't want any of her shit broken.
Yeah, but it's a really stupid bait and switch.
It's not the best part of the film by far, certainly.
This is Krampus, right?
What's a Krampus?
He's like an anti-Santa Claus, a demon who punishes the naughty. He whips them, chains them up, throws them in a sack, stuff like that.
On Krampusnacht, the demon hunts the wicked from sunset to sunrise.
That's fun.
He comes for little boys who touch things they shouldn't.
Oops. Duncan!
That was very unwise.
We will pay for it, of course. Pick it up.
Gerhard, what have you done?
I did nothing. The boy had an unfortunate accident.
Take your family and leave. Now.
Well, let's not be
no,
hasty.
No, I'm sorry. I feel one of my spells coming on. I cannot entertain guests. Goodbye.
The mom in that family, I know her from somewhere. Like, that's like the only face besides William Shatner where I recognize her from somewhere.
I recognize like half the cast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You must watch more Canadian shit.
I apparently do.
I can't believe you dragged us here on Christmas Eve so that you could hustle your own aunt. That is a new low, Taylor, even for you.
It's not a hustle. The Bioplex is a means of integrating technology into a sustainable future where
scientific innovation is a shared experience.
Fine, yeah, it's all good when it pays for the house and the vacations and the school and the orthodontist, but oh, otherwise, no, it's a big joke.
They almost hit something on the road, but obviously it's Krampus, right?
With the money they had in that family, they bought the SUV that didn't have four-way drive? Because you were thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, two wheels going.
Good on you for buying a fucking Buick,
I guess.
You know, I've driven front-wheel drive for, you know, if you get your two front wheels stuck, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
We should have stayed on the road. Exactly where am I trudging through the woods, Boots?
Look, this will help us shave a half hour off our walk back to Edda's. Plus, I gave you all the option of staying in the car.
Yeah, our mom and I would be easy prey for drunk hillbilly rapists. No thanks, Dad.
We should make weapons.
What?
In case whatever Dad nearly hit comes and hunts us, the sun has set. It is officially Krampusnacht, the night of Krampus.
Son, that Krampus is a load of old German bullshit!
Dad! Oh my god! What happened?
Oh my god, you're bleeding.
Am I shot?
I don't know.
I'll admit, I liked seeing that little shit just get disappeared. Like, you know, that... Because, like, well, he picks up the road flare or whatever.
The road flare, yeah.
And just, like... Yeah, I like it because it's just, like, he just fucking disappears. You see him get dragged into the snow, kind of go over a little... Boop, and then nothing. No screams, no blood, no anything. I'm like...
He's gone.
I got it!
Up until that point, you're like, oh, was it a Krampus? Like, what's gonna happen? Is it gonna be like, you know, are they gonna be like tortured and tormented the whole evening? And somebody's like, oh no, shit, they all gonna die.
Where is he?
I don't know. We need the police.
Mom, there's no service out here.
What is that?
Come on. Run! We have to run. Duncan.
If that kid deserved a Krampus, though, he's like, oops, and pushed it off the table. Then you figure out that he's killing animals.
He's killing animals. He's a baby Bundy.
Yeah.
Like, you only see him get dragged off. You don't see anything beyond that.
He doesn't deserve any more attention.
No, he deserves a better death.
He's a pet killer.
He kills pets.
And he deserves a better death.
No, we
were told
attention.
About whippings and chains, and he got dragged away and nothing.
You're going to get a special moment.
What?
Because normally I don't say this word, but people who torture and kill animals?
Yeah.
A little fucking cunt.
Mom, what if it really is Krampus?
We have to stay in this church until sunrise.
That is insane. Let's go.
Yeah, it is.
Church. We have to confess our sins. I'm not going to make it to sunrise. I've lost too much blood. We have to get past that thing. They say it comes for the wicked. Maybe if we confess in the church, we can absolve ourselves of our sins.
That is ridiculous. Even if this is that Krampus thing, none of this is going to help. Okay, that monster took Duncan, and Duncan was innocent.
No, he wasn't. I mean, what do you think happened to all our pets?
I'm going out there myself.
Mom, the day our cat disappeared, I found Duncan in the garage with a garbage bag. He had blood all over his hands. He was smiling.
No. No.
If you catch your kids torturing or killing animals, it's time to put them down. Drive them out to some remote place and take care of them.
If anybody asks what happened to your kid, you can just say they went to a farm upstate.
I know it might hurt. You're losing a child, but think of all the lives you're saving.
You're losing a serial killer.
Mm.
This is your fault. If you had just spent more time with him. But all you care about is your stupid, precious business.
There is no business.
What?
Bioplex has been dead for years. I just raise money to pay debts to keep things going. It's all gonna come crashing down. Etta was my last hope, and she thinks I'm a swindler, and she's probably right. Oh, I'm so sorry. We're gonna lose everything, and I'm going to jail.
But daughter's a klepto, that's it. Mom, really nothing happened, and Dad was just a financial failure and is going to get jail for fraud.
I'm running a Ponzi scheme.
Elon Musk on film.
Taylor!
So he gets dragged out with a chain. I like when they're in the confessional and the fucking... Something's on my leg. They look down, it's like that big ass long tongue on her lap. It's like... Mom runs it through. She's like, you know what? Fuck this. Just run. I'll take care of this. Just run.
Right here, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, that Krampus story was great up to a point. Once they explain everything, it becomes stupid.
For the last bit where she's talking to her, the end, she turns like that was just like, oh,
or even when he turns, when she sets fire to the crap and it turns into the old guy.
I'm like, no, nope. No.
Merry Christmas, motherfucker.
But then she gets back and, it's almost dawn, we're safe. But hold on a second.
Krampus is a Christmas spirit. And like your father said, the Christmas spirit can fill anyone. But if your heart is blackened with anger and vindictiveness, then this spirit will fill it until you become a hellish beast, a hunter of the wicked. Gerhardt's anger let it in, and...
He came after us. So, you kicked Gerhardt out after you kicked us out. Then you put the cross on the door to protect yourself from Krampus, right?
Yes.
That's why you sent us away.
What?
You knew my fucked up family would be shark bait for that thing, so you got rid of us.
Oh, it isn't like that
sure
at all.
Sure it is! You thought Gerhardt was going to turn, so you sent us away knowing that he would come after us.
Oh.
You sacrificed us for Krampus to save your selfish old ass.
Oh, please. Please now calm yourself. You don't know the forces that you are playing with.
Yes, I do. And I know something else. You've been a bad boy.
You fucking knew all this was gonna happen and you sacrificed your whole family. Now I'm the Krampus. Oof, put on more weight. There's like three different Krampuses in this film.
Yep. Yeah. Someone's just got like a real serious Krampus fetish.
Oh yeah. But so apparently, according to the old lady, if on Christmas Eve, if your heart is filled with hate and darkness, then the dark Krampus spirit is going to just manifest itself and transform you into a killing jacked fucking demon.
So if I imagine J. Edgar Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover's going to just appear and destroy us.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
So clear your heads. Think of nothing.
Why don't we see more of these things? I'm pretty sure there's quite a few angry, pissed off people during the holidays.
Oh, fuck. If it was that easy, man, half the population, especially around Christmas time, man.
Every mall employee would be murdering people trying to storm that counter.
The purge in the Krampus fucking car. Having to drive anywhere, we'd be fucking thinking that.
Ah! Sorry, folks. Looks like we got some of those winter weather technical difficulties. Too many reindeer in the atmosphere. That's my bet. So let's throw another eggnog on the fire. No, wait a minute. Let's throw another log on the fire and pour yourself another eggnog. You know, get some good Christmas vibes. Out to Susan, who is seriously harshing my buzz right now. And listen to this holly jolly classic.
So the cop that discovered the bodies, who went off on stress leave, was the same gentleman that went out with his wife, I suppose. Yeah, she had a wedding ring on.
Yes.
And their little boy to go get the Christmas tree on private property.
Yeah.
And she's already warning him, like, hey, this is private property. We shouldn't be here. It's like, there's a lot of trees here. We're just going to cut one down. No one will know we're here.
Well, that's one of the lines that was so stupid, like, this isn't anybody's land. Well, then why is there a fucking private property sign on it?
Exactly.
Like, what the fuck?
Somebody don't want you there.
Yeah, it's somebody's land, obviously.
William!
Where are you? Will! Where'd he go?
He couldn't have gone far.
Cutting down the tree, that's right. So they go, and so there's a little big-ass knoll in the one tree, and the kid's got asthma, right? Set up and pay off, right, Brian Stewart? Set up and pay off.
Free from Sleepy Hollow.
Will! Will, are you okay?
What the hell happened? Why'd you take off like that? Why?
Don't yell at him. It was your idea to come out here.
So he gets lost for what? 3 minutes, they can't find him, and then they find him in the tree, and they bring him home, and shit ain't right.
Well, shit's not right immediately.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucked up even right there.
He's silent from the get-go.
Doesn't have much to say. He's got that bitch face, honestly. How can a kid have a bitch face all the time? Bitch face.
Good cast.
Because he's not human.
Oh. Looks like someone's worked up an appetite.
It's his second serving.
Mmm. It must be good. It's making me hungry. Let's eat.
That kid's behavior was perfectly unsettling. It was just the right note. The way he's just shoveling food in such a mechanical
way. He's not even like chewing it properly. No. He's just like,
no.
That's his second helping. Wow, it makes me hungry. No. Something's wrong.
You're eating too fast. You're going to get a tummy ache.
Hey. Will, you hear your mother talking to you? All right, I think that's enough.
Damn it! The fuck?
Scott, no!
God.
I'll handle it.
Yeah, you handle it. What's wrong with that kid?
The only thing that bothered me about that whole part of the story was there's obviously some sort of an issue between the parents. Because she's obviously, like, any time something happens with the kid, she's trying to calm the father down. You know, don't do that, I'll deal with it, blah, 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 pushes him back or whatever. Yet she's, up until she's not, she is so willing to accept all the fucked up weird behavior. Like, he stabbed the fucking dad through the hand, and she's like, I'll take care of it. Like, you stab the guy through the fucking hand, then your reaction is going to be, I'll take care of it?
I have questions about this family.
Yeah, I've got a question about your reaction to that shit.
Yeah.
Where is he? Will! There you are.
You don't.
Did you open those presents? Did you? Say something!
Scott!
Think this is a game?
What are you doing?
Games? Say something. Look at him. You think it's all one big fucking joke?
Scott!
Think this is funny?
No!
Move!
No! 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 Don't! Stop! I knew this would happen! You refused to see a doctor! You said you can handle it!
Did you not see what he did?
Get out!
The father takes off his belt, and the mom doesn't see it, but he sees the change in this, well, he thinks it's the son, smiling at him.
Yeah, that's cool.
The evilness of that. Like, the mom doesn't see it, so she's got no idea. But just the way that the creature smiles at him.
It's like, what are you going to do with that?
And he hits him a couple times, and then he's got to go spend the night on the sofa.
Hello?
Is this the Peters household?
Yes.
Had yourself a nice Christmas tree, did you?
Who is this?
You don't know me. Just consider me a concerned neighbor.
You're on my land. You took one of my trees. And I saw your license plate.
What do you want?
Your boy. How is he? Something happened to him in the grove.
Look, I don't know.
I said, did something happen to your boy?
He got lost, but we found him later.
No, you didn't. He's still lost.
Now, we haven't got much time, so you're gonna have to do as I say.
Bring the changeling back to the forest where you lost your son.
Changeling? What the hell is that?
Ma'am, that ain't your son.
Don't call again.
Wait!
I like, they get the phone call from the guy that owns the lot. It's like, you have a problem over there? You took one of my trees, right? Did you have a problem there? How's your boy? Anything happen? No, don't call back. Okay. Yeah, but the thing already fucking killed her husband and dismembered him.
I think we even...
And was playing with his fucking body parts.
Yeah. Oh, look at the hand! I like that! What is that? Did Greg Nicotero make that? Oh, shit! That looks great!
Is there more spaghetti?
I guess you're ready to listen now.
What do I do?
Listen good. You gotta bring the creature back to the grove. But you gotta be careful. It won't come willingly. It's tasted human pleasures.
What about Will?
The only way is to bring the changeling back. But don't let it sense your intention. It senses things. It cannot feel threatened. I'll be waiting.
Hello? Hello?
Ryan Stewart, your favorite scene.
For me, it's just going to be the visceral sound of an aluminum baseball bat upside a kid's head.
A child endangerment.
If you're going to hit somebody with a baseball bat, use an aluminum bat. It just works better in film.
Bink.
That sound is amazing. Just as I was thinking, I'm like, you hit that kid again. You put him down, you keep him down. And sure enough, she hits him again and again. And I'm like, she's seen some horror movies. She knows. One hit and down, don't pull a Shelley Duvall. You fucking keep swinging.
Exactly.
Don't point that thing at me, honey. Put it down. It's okay.
I brought it.
Thanks.
What's the matter with you?
There's so many of them.
It's all right. They're not going to test you as long as I'm here. They're afraid of me. I know how to hurt them. Hurt them good. The troll's been on our land for generations. I guess you could say I watch over them. Thanks for bringing this one back. It would have sensed me coming from a mile away.
I brought it. Like you said. Now where's my son? I want
my son back?
I wish I could help, but I can't. It's not up to me.
You lied to me and killed my husband.
Don't hurt it. Put the gun.
No.
But once she executes him accidentally, that all of a sudden they're like, okay, grant her wish.
I was expecting that story to go a very different way.
Yeah, I thought it was the end for her.
Well, like the thing that was keeping them away, you just killed that. This is not going to end well for anyone. Okay, all right, changeling had sympathy, gave baby
changeling's
back.
Changeling's like,
I thought it was going to go a different way. I thought when she brought the one changeling back, they were going to show her kid and then clunk him over the head. And like for an even exchange, I thought they'd beat up the kid. Or kill the kid? I don't know.
That'd be pretty dark.
Mommy?
Come here. Is that really you? Oh, look at you. Oh, God. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
You got lost.
Oh, it's okay, baby. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay, sweetheart.
They got the quote-unquote, well, even though the husband died, they had the happiest ending, I guess, that didn't involve forced rape or mutilation or mass murder.
Are you serious? The husband is still in the corner, wrapped up in Christmas tree lights.
At least the son gets back. At least there's an answer to that.
It's like, oh, I'm so glad I got you back. Don't look at your father when you get home.
I'm so glad you're back, just in time for the mom to be, you know, falsely... you know, charged for the murder of her husband.
Yeah, I doubt they'll be opening up presents and having fucking cereal and toast in the morning. Yeah. She's got phone calls to make and a lot of questions to answer.
We just came home.
What happened to your husband that was a cop who's now dead in your home?
Yeah.
Why are your son's fingerprints all over the body?
Why are there blood marks on the ceiling?
And handprints.
Spider pig.
It's complete and utter chaos down at the mall. Police and emergency crews are on the scene. We don't really know what's going on. And still no word from Storm and Norman. But I'm sure a crusty old bird like Norman will be fine. We give Norm a hard time around here, but he's the weatherman, so... I think he has a master's degree from Columbia or something depressing like that. But we love him, so check in as soon as you can, Normie. In the meantime, it's my job to keep the Christmas spirit alive, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. Let's give this next Yuletide tune a spin.
Take it out again this year.
Ho, ho, ho! Talk to the Mrs. Sparkles.
I'd eat your signature. Thank you.
So, what are we up against this year, Jingles?
There's a blizzard warning along the eastern seaboard. Oh.
Never been a blizzard that troubled me.
It's bad. It's really bad.
Another signature here?
I'm worried about the trade winds.
Trade winds?
Safety first, Santa.
Right here in the
line. Lots of kids are, depending on tonight, going off without a hitch.
Shiny.
Take a break, everyone.
Yay, Mrs. Claus.
Even Christmas magic needs a little fuel.
cookies.
Oh, cookies. Delicious.
Yeah, have a cookie, Shiny.
No, I don't know. No, thank you.
It'll keep your strength up for the long shift.
Yeah, not hungry. I'm
not hungry? They're cookies.
You're being silly, Shiny. You know how much you love my cookies.
I said I don't want a goddamn cookie! You reindeer fucking snow whore!
Shiny!
Those elves, man, they were vicious.
And crass, too. You fucking reindeer fucking whore!
I'm like, what? What did you say to Mrs. Claus? Sparkly
word?
There you go.
He's dead.
Dead? But elves...
can't die. Santa, elves can't die, right?
No. They cannot.
What's going on?
It's the elves.
I fear they may all become infected.
Others are sick?
It's worse than that.
Well, what happened?
Shiny's body is gone. It was laid to rest. But now, it may already be too late.
But this doesn't make any sense.
Elves becoming the walking dead? No, it does not make any sense. Unless he is behind it. Stand back, Marla! You need to hide.
I'm an ugly, fucking piece of shit. Shiny,
risen from the dead. Quick, go, hide.
Where's my fucking chicken?
Those elf kills were amazing.
They were pretty good.
That was some of the funnest stuff I've seen in horror for a while. They made those elves terrifying when you could hear them coming. And the best part is all the names for all the elves. Sprinkles, no. Or like Shiny, no. Or Jingles. And it's like all these stupid elf names in there ferociously. The one elf, like the one that worked in the shipping department, stabbed him in the ankles with two scissors.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
And then it just progresses every time they go back to the story. More and more elves have this problem.
I believe they're all infected.
So escalate.
I like Santa's weapon of choice. It's very Christmassy.
The staff.
Yes.
The staff with the swirl on top there. The golden staff.
And the spike on the end of it.
Yep. Yeah. Runs a few of those elves through with that shit. Like that.
The cabin needs a couple.
Come on, you little devils!
And semi-decapitation, yep. Semi-decapitation, yeah. Yeah.
Limbs coming off.
And then grabs a decapitated head and fucking beast smashes fucking in another head with that one.
Bowling
balls,
yeah. The skull.
Yeah.
Violent, like it was a lot more. Yeah, than
even though a lot of the violence was kind of like comedic in a way,
still
there was
brutal.
Some good gore.
Yeah.
I would say the only part that's really comedic in terms of the violence is the
elf
zombie,
murder?
Yeah,
the zombie stuff. Like everything else is pretty.
The elves.
Yeah,
yeah.
Excuse me. Everything else is pretty legitimate.
I'm gonna eat your fucking brains out, you Christmas cunt! Fuck you! I'll break that fucking staff in your rosy cheek, ass, you fucker!
I'm sorry, Shiny. I know it isn't your fault.
You don't have the Christmas balls, you fucking.
Anytime you can hear an elf drop the C word, thumbs up.
Knew it. Krampus. Vile enemy of Christmas. We end this tonight.
You know what, at least I'll give this movie one thing. If you look at the poster of it, it is a scene of Krampus shoring up against Santa Claus. And you get that.
Yeah.
That scene is in the film. It's not like a cop-out fucking clickbait poster for the movie, just pick me up kind of deal. You know, like, it's selling you, like, okay, Escape from New York. There's no scene of them running by the fucking head of the Statue of Liberty. That's a fucking cop-out, you know. Great film, but that scene is not in the movie.
Please don't kill me, Norman.
Norman.
Who's Norman?
What the fuck is wrong with you, Norman?
What is wrong with you? It's like, oh shit. Santa is crazy. That's the thing. Santa is fucking crazy and killing people in the real world.
The unfortunate thing is this time of year brings, I mean, people get more so depressed and it just brings out the horrible.
Just think of Phoebe Cates' speech from Gremlins.
Call Sensation, your favorite scene, please.
When the twist, the snap back to reality, when you realize that the whole Santa thing was basically in Norman's head.
Ah, that's so good.
The best part of it is you go back and you start piecing shit together like the fuck Christmas on the window. Because you do see Storm and Norman, but you only see
him for a brief second.
And you're like, Jesus Christ, it was him!
Yeah.
It was him
the entire time! I honestly thought we were never going to find out what was going on at the mall, that was just some throwaway thing.
But that worked out really well.
That worked out unbelievably well. That was clever. And I thought, okay, smart. I like that.
What the hell is it about Christmas, Bailey Downs? Are we cursed or something? Why does this season of love and peace and goodwill keep ending in blood and death and horror? You keep the spirit in your hearts, you hear me, people? You hug your loved ones and you keep them close and you treat them every Christmas like it might be your last.
Hey, Will Shatner came out all right at the end of this movie.
He's a dick. Yeah, you know why? Because he sat there and had some Christmas drinks and he was positive. He was positive at the beginning. I love Christmas and I'm here to make sure that your Christmas is good. So why should anything bad happen to William Shatner?
That's right.
He's a dick. Dangerous Dan. Jesus Christ, Paul. You're hammering that shit.
Everybody's a dick.
I do.
But even though it's like with a common denominator.
Paul B. loves William Shatner. Paul B. loves William Shatner.
I'm just cluing into something here. You ever notice how like almost every celebrity that he meets, he sends a dick? But I'm like, what's the common denominator here? Maybe they just all don't like you.
But no, he had the perfect recipe for how to have a great holiday. Stay home and drink. I mean, that's it.
But he wasn't saying
how hard is it to
broadcast my thoughts over the airwaves while drinking heavily. I do it once a month and it works out well for me.
Bailey Downs, it's getting closer, and we're counting down to Christmas, and Dangerous Dan is pulling his annual double shift to stay with you until the end.
Noon, I want you to score this Christmas horror story.
I liked it just as much as the first time. Like I said, it was fun, it was violent, and I think the kills were good. I think the elf deaths?
Elf death, yes.
Elf massacre.
Elven slaughter.
Were very cool, and again, I mean, they turned so crass when they got infected, right?
Yeah, no. it wasn't like, you know, like angry little zombies, like the cursy little motherfuckers.
Yeah, it was awesome.
The curse of the Krampus.
I know what you guys said about how the school, the three teenagers kind of got shoehorned in, but I think something had to have the cop character be, you know, disturbed the way that he something had to happen.
Like they use that as a plot point to be like, oh, he's got PTSD from finding a traumatic scene. Yeah, like,
so, all right. And I think, and because it's the anniversary of when these two kids had, you know, were found dead, I think it all fit.
I would
totally watch it again. I would give it an 8. 8?
8
out of 10.
Oh, really? High praise from Nude. Yeah.
Look at this place. It's like Paul Bunyan and Count Dracula gayed up and built a dream home.
Paul B., score it!
I'm kind of between 7, 5, 8. No, it's good. It's fun. It's legitimately scary in a couple points. Very gory. I like the crass elves. That was awesome.
You rape your fucking whore!
No, it's good. I'm a sucker for anthology films, so this, you know, plays right up for that. Yeah, good. So, say between 7, 5, and 8.
Guys, what if Principal Herod locked us in?
Why would he do that?
For all we know, he could be down here with us.
Call Sensation, Nick McPherson.
I'm giving it a 7.
7, yeah?
Yeah, it passes. Like you said, I felt like it would have worked better if they did a little more to try to tie things together, but it was just basically like, we've got these different short story ideas, and let's just have one or two characters from each one just kind of show up, and, you know, so we can say that they're all interconnected, but they're not really. So, like, honestly, the William Shatner had the most connections with shit that was going on in these movies than anybody else.
Yeah, and I forgot that he had that postcard of
yeah,
the family.
Yeah, so when I saw the Christmas card, I'm like, well, how are they going to tie him into this? Or is he just, you know... And then the thing at the end with the Santa thing at the mall, well then, okay. But...
It's Dangerous Dan and Storm and Norman.
Yeah, like, you could... It was, honestly, I feel like a significant portion of their budget probably went to Shatner. There wasn't anything wrong with it. Like, it was enjoyable. It was entertaining. I'm not going to run around screaming its praises. When Halloween comes, I tell everybody, you got to watch Trick or Treat.
Yeah.
I'm not going around being like, oh, it's Christmas. You really should watch this. Like,
really? You wouldn't recommend this and say, have you seen this one yet?
There are so many other movies that I would rather watch around the holidays before this.
Will, you okay?
Come on, sport. Don't just sit there. Look, you've never seen a Christmas tree before. Why don't you help your old man, all right?
Brian Stewart, you want to score this for us?
I'm going to give it a 7 as well, but I would suggest it to others to watch. But, yeah, it's not perfect, but I enjoyed it. I had fun all the way through. My big complaint is that only one of these stories had a satisfactory ending for me, and that was the Santa Claus story, because that was such a wonderfully great surprise setup and payoff, that this story that Shatner's been covering for the entire movie is the last story of the movie, and then when you see what it's been, you just feel like, oh my god, how did I not see that happen?
Yep.
It was perfect. It was a perfect reveal. The other endings, I think they were great premises. They were scary, but not one of them knew how to end. Not one of them had a good ending. I think they're all kind of flubbed the ending. I didn't care for the Krampus ending. It was silly. I didn't care much for the Changeling ending because there's a lot left unanswered and it's just weird. It's just left hanging there. It's not satisfactory.
Yeah, that lady's going to have PTSD.
The kid ending had the creepiest, I guess, ending in a way. But
yeah.
Then it was felt kind of like, what?
It's not a happy ending, certainly.
So taken as, and I think I can see that's probably why they broke it up into four short stories, because not one of them is a truly great story in and of itself, because they don't end very well.
No, there is not a happy ending to this film.
I wouldn't even say happy. I wouldn't even say none of them really have good endings. They're not satisfactory. There's no, oh, fuck yes, or I'm not going to go home terrified, you know, fearing that an elf is going to chase me home. Like, there's no lingering effects to any of these endings. Kind of flutters out.
I get you.
Yeah, all of them are just like hanging endings. Like,
there's nothing great. So, but I did like the reveal, and there's some truly scary moments from here and there. And there, like they say, there are moments throughout that I enjoy, but taken as a whole, not. It's like you say, the ending's fantastic. I will say they do redeem it a great deal when you see what the Santa story's been all about. That is worth the price of admission. I almost wish that had been the whole movie. But a zombie outbreak at the North Pole, I bet you that was the first story they pitched. That feels like that could have been a whole movie. And I would like to have seen that movie. If we had a zombie apocalypse movie set at the North Pole, I'd rather see that for 90 minutes than this.
Shouldn't we try and fix this to trap him again?
Whatever do you mean?
Well, isn't that how he got out? When Duncan broke it?
Oh, no, dear. This just an ornament.
I haven't scored this film.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, score that shit.
You know what? I'm very much on board with Brian's score. I'm going to give it a 7. I liked it. You know, I enjoyed watching it a second time. You know what? Fuck it. 7.5. I'll give it 7.5. Only because William Shatner. I love William Shatner in this film. I don't care if you don't like him or not.
I
don't give a fuck if he's a dick or not.
Can't do it.
I liked him in this film. I like how we string everything together. I liked his positivity. Of all the fucking morose bullshit that's going on in this film, he's that one little... You know, Tinseltown boy. You know, he's drinking his eggnog and having his drinks, and he's staying positive throughout the whole film where everything else is going to shit. Yeah, if I was sitting there, if I was like sitting in bed, I would watch this again. If it came on like halfway through, I'd be like, yeah, I'll finish this off and then hit the sack. Sure. Sure. I had no problem watching this for a second at a time. And I have no problem recommending this at all. Is it the best Christmas horror film that you'll ever see? No. Like, I would tell people 1,000 times to watch Black Christmas from 1974 before I would, you know. But if you've seen Black Christmas and you've seen Die Hard and all the other Scrooged and Christmas Story, if you've seen all that, you haven't seen this one yet, you know what? Why don't you give this one a try? So I just wanted to thank everybody for joining us this evening for this podcast and wishing everybody a Merry Christmas.
Merry Chrysler!
Chrysler?
Merry Crevice?
Crevice?
And God blesses everyone.
Police are telling people just to stay away. All right? Just keep clear of the mall. And I know a lot of you are worried about your friends and family. Well, the best thing you can do is just stay put and pray for a Christmas miracle.
Folks, I want to congratulate you for making it all the way to the end of our 129th podcast, and hope you enjoyed our treatment of A Christmas Horror Story starring William Shatner. And a big shout out to our supporting patrons whose contributions keep this show alive. If you're a fan of the show and would like to help us out, become a patron at patreon.com/horror101 and get access to all of our cutting room floor segments that we release midway through the month. For the world-famous Brian Stewart, the cult sensation Nick McPherson, the nefarious Paul B., and my wife, the lovely Nude, this is Cash Wampum saying thanks for listening. We hope your holidays went smooth, and we wish you all the happiest of New Year's.
Oh, Eugene's on board. He thinks we should do it as a show.
Yeah, but Eugene's kind of reminded me of Horky, where he likes everything. Like he watches like twos and threes and goes, it was redeeming. I kind of enjoyed it. He's like, what are you talking about, Eugene? Do you not like anything? It's very rare he says pass to anything, and I know he watches a lot of shit. Eugene, I'm coming for you. You love trash. You surround yourself with poo.